Hey, everybody, thank you for being here. It's a privilege to be able to speak to anybody in our community that has concerns and has issues, and I appreciate the theme of what they're trying to do here, and that is probably, you know, let's get back to some unity, let's get some back to some, you know, things we can all share in and get accomplished in this country, because there is way too much division. We all know that. Not that there may not be, you know, valid issues and valid concerns for that, but we got to get past that. We got to be one country. We got to move forward. With that said, I was really asked to day to talk about the Constitution with respect to the sheriff's office and how we play into that, how me as a sheriff plays into that, the difference between defending and supporting your constitutional rights and being able to take action with those. And I think it's important that everybody understands that, yes, I took an oath of office, just like commissioners, just like police officers, just like anybody that serves the public, to defend and uphold the Constitution. And I think I do that very well. I am very concerned right now about our free speech rights and how they are rapidly being canceled and shut down and shut out. And you know, some of the social media platforms are deciding what messages they want to get out and not. And arguably, they're a private business. They can do that. But as a private business, it's up to you whether you want to, you know, patronize them or not. So I'm very concerned about that right now. So a lot of you may or may not know, I have a little thing I do on Facebook the first and third Monday of the morning. It's called Just the Facts. And I always get people coming at me saying, you can't call it that. It's your opinion. You can't say that. You're an elected official. You can't use that platform. It's, you know, it's a county web. And the fact is, I can do all of the above because I am an elected official, because I serve all of you. You have the right to know where I stand, where I feel, and then decide if you want to vote for me or not. I mean, that's really what it's all about. It's no different than if I stand up here and say those things, or if I go across the street and talk to the commissioners, or I'm being interviewed on radio or television. You know, I have a responsibility, not only a right under the First Amendment, but a responsibility to let all of you, everyone in Garfield County. I have 60,000 bosses as they're residents of Garfield County, and they need to know where I stand and whether they align or disagree, and that's how our process works. That's how elections work. So I'm not going to quit doing my program. I'm not going to quit saying what I feel. I'm not going to quit pointing out things that concern me at legislative levels or congressional levels or things that's going on with the Constitution. So back to the Constitution. First, honestly, you know, for years it's been Second Amendment that's foremost in my mind, as probably a lot of you. But now really the First Amendment is very concerning to me as well because of what's going on. Regardless, I want everybody to understand, whether it's these folks here today or a Black Lives Matter rally or, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving or whoever it may be, you have an absolute right under the Constitution to assemble, to free speech, to dissent, and all of the above. And that's what I'm going to support. I will stand side by side with any of you in a very objective manner and say, you have the right and I am here to defend that right. Now, let's draw the line where as soon as somebody crosses that line with violence or damage or something, or Rudy Giuliani said when he was the mayor of New York, you have an absolute right to protest and we'll do everything we can to help you, but as soon as you throw the first rock, the first bottle, break the first window, you're a criminal and you've just lost that privilege. So that's where I stand with that. Our Constitution is important, that people have free speech and right to assemble, right to dissent. The people that come at me on my program and say, you can't say that, you can't do this, I invite them to debate me. I would be happy to debate anybody, anywhere, anytime on any of the things I say or feel about, but they don't want to. They just want to cancel. They just want to shut you down. And that's a big concern of mine. So let's talk a little more. What can I do as far as Constitution? Can I arrest somebody because you think they violated your constitutional rights? I wish I could, but I can't. There's a process in our country for this. And if we want to maintain law and order and our judicial or our system of government and not just have anarchy like a lot of these socialists and Marxists are trying to take us down the path, we have to have the process. And the process is this, okay? Our judicial branch of government passes laws. The executive branch, which is me and the governor and the president and all that, are required to enforce those laws. And the courts, i.e. the Supreme Courts, decide whether they're lawful and constitutional or not. So if a law is passed or something is done or a executive order is signed and somebody feels like that's violating their constitution, the process is you challenge that in court. court and the ultimate deciders of our Constitution. And although we may not all agree with them all the time, is the Supreme Court, ultimately the Supreme Court of the United States. So I can't arrest somebody. It's not a crime if you think you're being having your constitutional rights violated, because quite frankly, it's very interpretive and subjective. What I feel, you may not disagree. We talk about our gun rights all the time and how we feel those are being eroded, and we've challenged those back in 2013, I think, 57 out of 64 sheriffs, including me, filed a lawsuit against the state of Colorado and the governor at the time because they had passed some restricting gun laws that, you know, limited magazine capacity, background checks, things like that. And we felt like that they were violating our constitutional rights. Unfortunately, the Colorado Supreme Court disagreed. That doesn't mean I think they were wrong in their decision, but that's how our system works. And until something changes, until another process works its way up the carrot, we have to respect the fact that, you know, that's what our court said, and we work around that. So, again, the clarity for the sheriff's office or any law enforcement really isn't to step in and say, I'm charging you, which I can't charge anybody with violating the Constitution, right? But I can certainly stand beside you and support you. And honestly, when we filed our lawsuit, referenced the gun legislation, we were doing that on behalf of everybody in the state of Colorado that owns a gun, because we felt like they were being harmed by that law. So that's kind of really where I come from with the Constitution. In terms of law enforcement, for all of you, if you don't know, I've been in law enforcement now. I just started 34 years, and I've been your sheriff for 19 now. And I am very proud, and I appreciate the people that, you know, vote for me. And if I choose to run again or not, or, you know, hopefully if I do, you'll support me. And if it is going to be the way it is and I don't win, then I start my retirement a little bit early. But I'm proud to be the sheriff. I love the job. I was just telling somebody earlier, I am so honored to be able to live where I want to live and do what I've always wanted to do. And there's a lot of people that don't get that pleasure. You know, a lot of people are working someplace they don't want to, or they're living in a place because they have to. And so living here in wonderful, sunny Garfield County and being able to do what I've wanted to do since as long as I can remember, probably 4 years old, it's such an honor and it's such a privilege to be able to serve all of you as your sheriff. One of the things I am proud of is my profession, and I'm going to close. I'm not going to get into the whole mask thing. I think there's other people that want to talk about that. But I do want to tell you something which just really infuriates me, and it crosses over what I started out with about free speech and the cancel culture. This neck gaiter that I have here, and I will tell you all that, as you see, I'm not wearing it outdoors. I don't think that's necessary. But to respect businesses that are required and not have somebody, you know, turn them in and have them lose their liquor license or whatever, I will wear this when I walk into a business, and I would suggest everybody else does, because it's not fair to put that business in a difficult position. You may have your own theories about it, but it's not fair to jam them up. So I do that out of respect for them. But the particular one I have on now, it's called the Blue Lives Matter. It's called the Thin Blue Line, and it represents law enforcement. I'll flip it up here real quick. It's basically a flag in a blue background. And it's become symbolic of support for law enforcement, solidarity, if you will, because certain people in this country have chose to suggest that law enforcement is the enemy in this country. And I think all of you are smart enough to know that's not the case. I don't think any of you would support abolishing police departments or even defunding, you know, other than budgetary issues that we normally have. But I heard on the news some police chief somewhere, some coward, quite frankly, has ordered all of his staff not to wear anything related to the Blue Lives Matter, to the Thin Blue Line. And he said, because although I agree it shows solidarity and support for our profession, it offends some people and it equates to white supremacy. And I just find that so interesting. But then I got to thinking about that, and somehow what we've seen in this country is this term that we used to have, white privilege, is now kind of transported into white supremacy. And the bottom line is, it's not the above. We serve all people equally. It doesn't matter. We have folks of all different races, colors, creeds, whatever, throughout law enforcement in this country. But to tell them they can't do that because they're afraid of offending somebody. And quite honestly, if I do something or say something that offends you, I'm sorry, but I don't care. I mean, if you don't like it, then turn around, walk away, you know, do whatever. I have a right to say and believe what I have. And quite frankly, my constitutional right to say something far outweighs your sensitivity to it. So I don't mean that. So I honestly do not mean that in a derogatory manner. I mean that in the sense of this is what our Constitution allows. I have a right to say what I want to say. You have a right to say what you want to say. And then we either agree, we disagree, we walk away, we debate, we do whatever. So, again, if what I'm wearing offends somebody, I mean, I'm sorry that that offends you, but honestly, that's your space to deal with, not mine. So I will close. I know we got a little behind, and I know we have some other great speakers that I want to hear. So, folks, thank you for coming. I appreciate it. Thanks to the organizers of this event. I honestly had nothing to do with it other than they just asked me if I'd be happy to speak, and I'm always happy to speak to folks who live in Garfield County and constituents. So thanks again for being here. Hang in there. We got some great speakers.